This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with students over Pariksha Pe Charcha and gave some tips to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction with students in New Delhi, Prime Minister emphasized the importance of nutrition and wellness, stating that absence of illness does not equate to being healthy. The Prime Minister also pointed out that sleep is dependent on nutrition, highlighting that medical science recognizes the importance of sleep. He encouraged students to spend time in the morning sun. He also gave tips to students on mastering pressure, acknowledging that low grades often create a tense environment at home. He advised students to prepare without stressing over this pressure and to keep challenging themselves.
Batsman us pressure ki parwah nahi karta.
Yes sir.
Uska pura dhyan us ball pe hota. Agar aap bhi is pressure ko man mein na lete hue apna dhyan aaj maine itna padhna tay kiya ye agar kar lete hain aap aaram se उस प्रेशर में से भी अपने आप को दिखा सकते हैं।
Prime Minister Modi is set to embark on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US this afternoon, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. Mr. Modi will also hold key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. Prime Minister Modi's tour marks a major step in boosting India's global reach and collaboration. As a champion of India's technological progress, he is set to co-chair the AI Action Summit tomorrow alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. The summit will focus on establishing ethical and responsible guidelines for artificial intelligence while also addressing key issues like job displacement, security, privacy and fundamental rights. Indian Ambassador to France Sanjeev Kumar Singla said AI must remain open, secure, inclusive and trustworthy.
This consulate will serve four regions of southern France, and we have about 10,000, 12,000 people, Indian diaspora there. We also have major industries in that region, whether it's aerospace, chemicals, biotechnology, and that's the direction in which we are moving forward.
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru today. The five-day event with the theme of Runway to a Billion Opportunities will showcase India's defence capabilities and indigenous innovations. Indian MSMEs and startups have an opportunity to forge joint ventures or collaborations with the global manufacturers and provide a resilient supply chain. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Mahakumbh Prayagraj this morning. She will take a holy dip and perform puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The president will also visit Akshayvat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. She will explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Centre. India clocked 1 lakh crore rupees in exports of iPhone for the first time this financial year. Sharing an article in an English daily, Electronic and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav credited the government's production-linked incentive scheme for achieving these figures. He said the overall smartphone export is expected to cross 2.25 lakh crore rupees in the next financial year 2025-26. 14 fishermen from Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu have been arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy for allegedly entering the waters of the island country. The Sri Lankan authorities also seized two mechanized boats from the possession of the detained fishermen. Fishermen in more than 400 boats went fishing from Rameshwaram on Saturday. Many of them were fishing in the waters of the Gulf of Mannar between Dhanushkodi and Talai Mannar. The Sri Lankan Navy said early morning on Saturday it apprehended two boats with 14 fishermen for allegedly crossing the border. The domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses today. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 557 points or 0.72% to 77,302, while NSE Nifty 50 lost 173 points or 0.74%.